Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the path to self-leadership mastery and life success. Redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. I call this dual innovation leadership. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and effectively. Discover something new from our meaningful conversation today. Hi, I'm Nancy. Welcome to 6 Ways to Ensure Integrity in Your Business Records, Part 3, Episode 367. I intended this series to be in 2 parts, but guess what? I can't do it. I approach this topic in business ownership from a holistic perspective. Everything we do in our businesses is interconnected and influenced by us, from our energy and intentions to the rules, boundaries, and limitations we set in operating our businesses, including our business records. This kind of approach to ensure integrity in our business records takes forethought. A holistic approach to business ownership considers the effect of one thing upon another. Let's take 100% responsibility for our actions and require that of our staff. We see a different level of energy, communication, and adherence to rules, boundaries, and limitations throughout the company with each interaction and transaction in the business. Integrity is encouraged, and the systems we put in place validate our intentions, adhere to the rules of governing businesses, support boundary keeping, and acknowledge limitations. With our intentions attuned to our values, we know what is okay and what is not okay and why. We are clear about which rules to abide by or reconsider and which limitations to work around or challenge. Last weekend, Matthew and I visited Thai Table with a friend, a family-owned restaurant in Plymouth, Minnesota. We love supporting small businesses. We bring cash for the meal. This business likes saving us money by encouraging cash payment. This keeps them from passing on the cost of offering credit card options for payment to their patrons. We appreciate their conscientiousness. As patrons of Thai Table, we assume that those cash payments are appropriately accounted for and reported on their tax forms like any cash-based business. All cash-based revenue must be reported to the IRS to operate with integrity. I know people choose to refrain from reporting cash-based income for many reasons. You could be under the IRS threshold for reporting the revenue. If that is not the case, revisit what you are doing and why you are doing it. This raises your awareness. I'm not talking about excuse making to defend your decision. I encourage you to notice how you feel. If you feel like you are getting away with something or justifying your decision and feel ashamed or embarrassed when you tell someone, this is what I call an energy leak. You are releasing your integrity a little spurt of energy at a time. These kinds of energy leaks deplete our energy and leave us feeling incompetent in running our businesses. When you become aware of an energy leak, please find a way to seal it up. If your business needs to generate more money to pay the costs associated with running a business, this could be the source of your next innovation. Let the generating of ideas begin. Revisit your business model. Maybe you aren't charging enough because you don't know the exact cost of doing business, and you don't know what it would take to thrive in business because you don't know how to project out into the future, or some other reason. This kind of curiosity thinking leads us to the 5th way to ensure integrity in your business records. So number 5, increase your proficiency in money management, means if you are proficient at something, you are competent or skilled at doing it. You may be adept at making money, but not managing the money you generate because you're too busy doing other things to get into the details of financial profitability and prosperity thinking. An effective way to increase your proficiency in money management is to learn more about it. The more we understand our energy and the energy exchanges we do with money, the quicker we can catch when we are bleeding money and losing control of ourselves and our business. Energy leaks are clues that something is out of alignment. These clues can uncover limiting beliefs that we no longer want or need. If you have a limiting belief of not being enough, that energy is infused into the world, and that belief keeps you from learning how to prosper in business and life. Phrases like these are limiting beliefs. I never have enough money to support my business. The costs of doing business in this industry prevent me from making a profit. I don't want my hard-earned money to go to the government. The world owes me. I do not need to follow its laws. I never have enough money to do what I want. Here are some phrases to replace the limiting beliefs that I just mentioned. I have enough money to support my life and business. Money shows up when I need it. This industry can be challenging to sustain a profitable business. I can figure out how to create a profitable business model. I got this. Paying taxes means I am doing well in my business. I support our government. It is okay to pay the government. I get many benefits from living and working in this country. I am grateful. I value myself and what I contribute to the world. I am living meaningfully and creating a positive difference in our world. I can follow the laws of our land. I am enough. I value and respect myself. I have everything I need. I'm grateful for everyone and everything in my life. I attract abundance and prosperity in every aspect of my life. Doesn't that feel good when you're just hearing that? You know, my spirit just automatically, you know, is uplifted and my energy level has increased. Examining our limiting beliefs and energy leaks is a great place to start when we are out of integrity with any aspect of our businesses. Release what no longer serves you and replace limitations with new learning about abundance and prosperity. With further information and practice, we can form new connections in our minds to think in new ways. Take advantage of what I'm about to share to increase your competency in managing money. First idea, study other businesses in your industries and how they make money. Then knowingly do what you feel will work for your business. It might be different. Avoid shortcuts that engage pathological forms of thinking, evolving into criminal activity and suck the energy out of our soul. Don't do it. Download and use the We Mentor Money Meeting Framework you can find at this episode to support your journey to increase your proficiency in money management. Third, lead regular and meaningful money meetings with those you trust. This usually involves one or two other people. Structure the sessions by setting ground rules. You need to trust each other, not blind trust. Verify that the numbers make sense by knowing how to generate and interpret financial reports like balance sheets, profit and loss statements, and cash flow statements. Then understand how everything is interconnected in your business. So download We Mentor Money Meeting Framework, of course, is the next step. And then it will help you lead emotionally safe discussions by addressing fears, concerns, and financial opportunities. Understand the nitty-gritty details without fear or judgment. Focus on learning. Money beliefs and prosperity thinking show up in the numbers. These meetings allow you to have your freakout moments as you gather the business records you need to work toward profitability and growth. Eventually, you look forward to these meetings because you know your core values and are practicing integrity. Each constructive discussion builds momentum and generates new insights and activities to create wealth as you work through ambiguity and uncertainty, which is inherent in every single business on this planet. So the other thing is I'm going to go over the conscious, attentive leadership mentoring activities that they're called CALM activities. That's the acronym that I've put together for you to assure that you're doing the fifth way of increasing your proficiency in money management. First one is take this risk or do this adventurous task. Download and use the We Mentor Money Meeting Framework that I mentioned to support your journey to increase your proficiency in how you manage money. Second, apply self-compassion when you finish that exercise. Here is a habit energy meditation from Thich Nhat Hanh's handbook on how to sit for meditation, a little book with profound yet simple ways to meditate. Sit calmly with a relaxed but not slouching posture. Allow yourself to breathe slowly while I read the following to you. Follow your inhales and exhales to a count of four each way. And after I'm done with this episode, just continue with for 5 or 6 minutes and then open your eyes. And when you're ready to start your money meeting, this is an exercise you can kind of return to. So go to wementor.com/podcast episodes to print out a copy. When you sit, you may feel something pushing you to get up and do something else. That's the energy inside of us called habit energy, according to Thich Nhat Hanh. You don't just say his first name, you say his whole name. It's one of those kind of names. Habit energy is energy that is fueled by an old pattern, situation, or habit. It isn't based on our real needs and our actual situation in the present. Habit energy is always pushing. We have the habit of thinking that happiness isn't possible in the here and now. We have to go and look for it somewhere else or in the future. That's why we keep running. Our parents ran too. They transmitted the habit of running to us and received it from their ancestors. It's a long-standing habit. We deeply believe that in the future, we may have more conditions for our happiness and that our real life lies somewhere else. It's because of our habit energy that the present moment can seem boring. It is a strong energy. If we are not aware of it, it can be stronger than we are. When we sit and invite the sound of the bell for meditation, if you have one, it is a reminder to let go of that habit energy and return home. And the last exercise, the third one, is to welcome appreciation. So I start with what I'm appreciative of, and then I want you to do the same. So I appreciate this challenge as I dig into these 6 ways to have integrity with business records. I appreciate all the ways that we can increase our proficiency in managing money. I appreciate the ability to work through my fears and practice new ways of doing business and sharing it with others. I appreciate and admire business owners who invest in themselves and bring integrity into every aspect of leadership and business ownership by keeping records accurate and reliable. I'm grateful there are ways to build confidence and trust within our businesses, with customers, and also within the communities that we live and expanding from there. So that's it. That's what I've got for the 5th way to ensure integrity in your business records. Get to work, start your appreciation list, and set up a way to start your money meetings. I just really would like to hear how you're doing in your prosperity thinking and attracting more abundance in your life and becoming more competent in how you're running your business. Tune in next week and we'll continue our conversation. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Expand your leadership skills and become more resilient and competent as a business owner? Do you want to bring more meaning to your relationships and more purpose to your business? Are you ready to take charge of how you innovate, create, and run your business? Our dual innovation leadership process will help you redefine how you lead as you redesign your business. We collaborate with you to do what will work for you as you evolve and change. We start with where you are, whether you are turning around a financial crisis, growing to the next level, or somewhere in between. We address your immediate needs, shore up business development gaps, expand relational literacy, and build upon your entrepreneurial leadership skill sets with a short-term results orientation and a long-term perspective. Start by subscribing to this podcast at wementor.com or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you are ready to hire a mentor, contact me at nancy@wementor.com. When we mentor, you create better life and a more more fulfilling future, as an entrepreneurial leader slash innovator, as a competent business owner slash practitioner, as a mentor slash role model, and as a human being courageously living a meaningful life. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. Get involved today. It's never too late to change your life and how you lead.